Good morning, Rabbi Isaiah. The Nishma Simim Rosirus Bis Mordechai. Today happens to be the yard side of Rabbi Yankel Galinsky, and since I use his stuff so often, I want to start off just with a beautiful piece that has to do with what I said a few days ago, but it's a little bit different. The Saba Mikhelem says, it says, Toiv leil adam davech v'tzar mimeya berevach. It's obvious to Rebbe Nosson. One mitzvah, one piece of Torah, b'tzar, when it's difficult, is worth more than 100 berevach. So he has a whole piece here. You know what? We won't go into it. He says that if a person is, let's say you get 100 points for learning a daf Gemara. If you're tired, you get 200. If you're even more tired or sick, you get 1,000. And it keeps on going on with this cheshbon, how learning Torah when you are in pain, betzar, is 100 times more than shaloi betzar. And the Chavetz Chaim had a koilel kachim in Radin. And he had the guys, he said, let's learn kachim b'shitchias, let's learn b'pkias first, so we get the idea of the musagim, and that's what we discuss a lot about Taf Yoimi, just to get the ideas of Shas, and then let's go deeper into it. So there was a guy in the koilel who started out learning, and he comes to the Chavetz Chaim, he says, Chavetz Chaim, I can't do this. I only did one daf so far, and this guy over there did 5 daf. So the Chofetz Chaim says, what, you did 101 daf, daf kuf beis? So the guy thought that the Chofetz Chaim is older and he doesn't hear. He says, no, I only did one daf. He says, why? He says, because I have a difficult time learning. I'm not as smart as that guy. He says, the Chofetz Chaim says, oh, you learned 101 daf, because one bitzar is like 100 times more than Shaloi Betzar. So you learned the daf, you learned 101 daf versus that guy's 5 daf. So it's a yisoid for all of anything that we do with Daf Yomi, especially when it's difficult to get up in the morning, it's that much greater the sechar. A lot of pictures today. Oh, wow. Yosef Korn, on our way from Charlotte to Houston during Yeshiva week, I made sure to keep up with the daf. There's no vacation with the daf. If you want a vacation, keep on daffing. Here's Rabbi Yosef. We have here, yesterday I mentioned whatever happened to the guy that won the Shas. You mentioned the shit, you don't know what happened? See attached picture of my Shas delivered to my house, and after being put into the designated Svarim Shafa from guess where, if not from IKEA, it looks like it was designed specifically for this Shas. It fits perfectly. Special thanks to Shlomi Rosenberg for calling me and taking care of making it happen. The kids that we pay up, Rabbi, so we pay up. I'm somewhat disappointed that I didn't get a call from you. Like you mentioned, if you want to call me, I'll gladly take your call. Nachum Taub. Here is the Shas in Zaikia Svarim Shafa. Nachi Gordon. Just yesterday, somebody came over to me and says, you know, on Meaningful People with Nachi Gordon, I was cringing the entire time you tried to convince him to learn the daf. I was cringing. But now that he's doing the daf, oh. I said over yesterday, no, you weren't here. I said over yesterday when we went to, Braham's thing. He told me, don't waste your time with these guys. And the next day, 3 guys showed up. Same idea. I was sitting there we're live. I mean, it was going to be broadcast later, and I'm sitting there, no, please do the daf, please do the daf. No, I don't have time, please. Elamaisa, he's doing it. And you know what else? And then the guy that told me, Yaakov Ling, who said, Yaakov Langer. He said, I already do Kinyan Masechta. So I said, no, so add a little bit more. And he's now doing, I don't know, he did this whole thing about top shirim, so obviously he's doing daf now also. So it works out at the end. Skinny Simchas Beis Siyum Amigillah. Picture it as Mati Newman. Yesterday I said something about skinny Simcha's base. So he's telling me that's it's a legit thing. Picture it as Mati Newman. Seam hosted by Nissan Gordon. His first seam in over a decade. Here he is. My son-in-law's name is Jake Lebovitz. My 2 son-in-laws do the daf, Daniel Epstein. And then he says, he nudged me and nudged me until I started doing the daf. You make it exciting, interesting. As I know, you're a dog lover. Nah, not really. Please find photos of my dog. and Jake's dog doing the daf, only in Lakewood, even our dogs are holy. Yaakov Lack with a holy dog doing daf yoimi. So now you know that all the other pictures they send in are real. Jonathan, wow. Okay. You sat Shavir, please tell me you didn't really.
Not really.
Okay, good. Whew. Close call there. You know I would have come had you been there. Please see picture below. Hey, Tzaddik. Rain or shine, daf never stops. Male stewardess comes over to me while I was learning the daf. Steward. He says stewardess. He said, that says, okay. Flight attendant. Came over to me, okay, male steward, flight attendant came over to me while I was learning the daf and told me, you see, became yeshiva, she's learning the daf, kitzer, his whole English. I was learning the daf and told me after he gave out sodas to my kid that we were the only ones on the entire plane, we were on the last row, to say please and thank you. I pointed to the Gemara and said, it's all from the Torah. Torah teaches us everything. Thank you for giving us a commitment for making every daf so sweet. John Shitrit. So I have a message for John. I wanted to tell him that I don't think that, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's a Kiddush Hashem. I believe, I don't know, I might be wrong. The greater Kiddush Hashem is that he's learning on the plane in front of his children and his wife. She's proud of him. She's taking a picture. That's a Kiddush Hashem. Flight attendant, thank you. No, it's a Kiddush Hashem, 100%. Not as great, in my opinion. Rabboisai, this is the picture of the day, for me at least. This my son Akiva Simcha took on a ski trip. And this also shows MDY. Here's a chassid that never knew this Sephardi guy from Los Angeles, Shlomo Lazarian. Yossi Klein, Shlomo Lazarian, doing the daf on a ski trip together with my son Akiva. So a tremendous yishkoyach to both of them for taking him. And they rented a gorgeous house over there and they were doing the daf. And my son thought it was interesting to take the picture and show. Send me a video picture, the whole zach. So beautiful. All right. Oh, we have sponsors today. I know I'm late because Levi's already here. Wow. This month's co-sponsor is anonymous. Lurifusi Dana Reb Shalom Baruch Yudah Ben Malko Fredo. Mesechus Mo'i Katan is dedicated by the Kessler and Davis families. I feel bad. The whole day I felt bad that I didn't bring Mr. Kessler up here. He was here. I know him so well from New York. I see him all the time. I was like, okay, he's not a real guest, but he should have been right over here. He's dedicating this whole thing. Chaval, I feel bad. He's gone already. He's dedicated by the Kessler and Davis families. Refor Shlema from Miriam Esther Baz Dvari Bekaroy. Michael and Jamie Ben Mello, in memory of the very Fagabas Shmuel, Zuchon of Rachman, Achim Mendel Ben Elchanan, Zuchon of Rachman, and Shamas have an Aliyah, and may Hashem bring Mashiach Bekarov, Tam and Achama Eisenman, in the schus of a successful surgery, and Refor Shlema for Shoshana Esther, Bas Masha Necha Shetichio. Who's that? What was everybody saying? Yeah. You know? Hatzal Bet Shemesh. Yugidai family, Lulu Nishmat, Mazal Bat Chiskiyahu Anushloishim. L'schus, Rabbi Bernard David from Manchester, Doivber Ben Gundel. He's having a small procedure done today, and it's his birthday, with love from your family. Is that you, Levi? You have anything to do with it? Why, Yishkoyach? Are we allowed to say how old he is? L'maisa, Rabbi Bernard David is the first person who made a remote chabura outside of MDY. He found a shir 4 years ago almost, and he started getting guys together in Manchester. So he's the first guy. Should I have a foolish name? Jacob Zaret, for my father, Moshe Zaret, who got me to start watching every day since Rosh Hashanah. Shkoyach. Lilinish was a Rav Yehuda Zev Segel, ben a Rav Moshe Yitzchok Halevi, Zeichet Tzadik Mitzvah Shavracha, the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, founder of Shmiras Haloshin Yoimi. Ooh, do I need some of that? Okay, I just spoke Loshin Arba by myself. Which is also awesome. I have a riddle for the Olam, which we're going to see the answer. What? I said, no. It's coming up, Mamish, in a few lines, but so don't peek in. What milacha or sting is asur on Chalamayid, but mutter on Shabbos Kodesh? Chalamayid is more chomer than a Shabbos. And again, it goes back to this whole idea. Huh? Yeah, twice.
I know, but you're not paying. You're not paying attention the other time. Noam, I missed you. The guys that are watching, they want to know what just happened. Noam just asked me, did you say your mom? Do you have like headpieces? What are you? You're wearing a thing in your ear? Turn around. Let me see your ear. No, Gary. That's the problem here. What are you listening to? It's really boring. Listening to Shirley Bernstein during the shir. And then he asked me good kashas. Well, what's pshat? What's pshat? Stealing from Shirley. Givaldik. I thought it was from the art scroll, whatever you use over there. Omer Shmuel. Omer Shmuel. Mikkablei ki boilis b'toy chatchum. Osir. So you make a contract with somebody. Let's say you want him to build a house, whatever it is. If it's outside of the tchum, so tchum we know, but if you don't know, tchum is that from the city limit, you have 2,000 amma, that's all you're permitted to walk and go. If you put a su'uda after 2,000 amma, so then you extend it, that becomes your home, you extend it by 2,000 amma, your actual home becomes usher to walk in the opposite direction because now your new home is shifted from here to here and you have 2,000 amma. The point is you can't walk. And if you can't walk, you're not going to see what the non-Jew is doing. Nobody's going to get there. It's not going to be a Chil Hashem. Nobody's going to think that you hired the guy on Shabbos. But if people could get to it because it's within the Tchum, you're not allowed to do it. It's because there's no other city, no other Jews could get there. If there's another city, other people are going to say that you hired him on Shabbos. Question, are you allowed to give your dry cleaners on Chol HaMoed to a dry cleaner? Anybody? Anybody? I'm waiting. Hillel says machloikis, not a machloikis. You allowed to give your dry cleaners on Chol HaMoed to the non-Jew? Absolutely not. Osur, osur, osur. Are you allowed to give your dry cleaners to a non-Jew Erev Shabbos? He might work on it on Shabbos? Yes. Okay. Just the nafkamina between dry cleaners and Rashi asked the question. Rashi says, and by the way, this Rashi, it's very confusing for me at least because there's Rashi on the Amud and there's the Rashi Ksavyad, which seems to be the more accurate one and maybe most, a lot of these Svarim, the art scroll, the Masifta seem to be going with that. So it becomes sort of confusing. I think that's the other day. Menachem Bates screamed out, no, that's not the pshat, because he's looking in this Rashi, where usually, okay, fine. But what is the nafkamina between dry cleaning and a piece of property, real estate? Because real estate, everybody knows, so-and-so is building a house. Here it is. And look, he's building on Shabbos. Dry cleaning, nobody knows. Oh, it's so-and-so's suit. Nobody chaps what's going on. Ooh. Listen to this. And here's the answer to the riddle. On Shabbos and Yontif, when there's no other city, is the answer to the riddle. Since on Shabbos, there's no way for you to get to the construction site because it's outside of the Tchum, so no one is ever going to see it. So let him do whatever he wants to do. It's on his cheshbon. He's a contractor. He's not getting paid by the hour, by the day. He's getting paid by the job. He has to finish your house. So you don't care if he finishes it on a Sunday or a Monday or on a Shabbos. However, that's only in Shabbos and Yontif. You're allowed to drive so people could get there. Osir. So here you have one situation maybe in Shas that there's something that's osir for you to do on Chol HaMoed. Again.
A little further out and then you could do it. As long as it's not near you.
No. Yeah, people could get there. Chol HaMoed could get anywhere.
It's close to that place. Within its tchum.
No. Within the tchum is usher even on every day.
Close to you, then it's
okay, look, weiter. We're talking about if it's within the tchum, it's 100% usher because everybody could get there. If it's outside the tchum, then it's mutter on Shabbos and Yontif. Outside of the tchum. And outside of the tchum, even on Chol HaMoed is usher because you could get there with a vehicle. Marzutro, bered Rav Nachman. Not exactly sure. It's like building a mansion in Iowa. No, big deal. $100,000, you get, 100,000 feet. He built outside of the city limits. He built a mansion. Maybe you want to make a new shchuna. Yeah. If anybody knows of a nice piece of land, I want to build an MDY community. I don't think it's available. I don't think there's such a thing in Israel. If you know, I'm available after davening. Chuzetchum, Iklar Safar of Huno Bar Chinun of Leolo Gabe. They were makbid on themselves. They made a chumrah. Since it was built by a non-Jew outside of the chum on Shabbos, we're not going to go in there. Imagine, you build a mansion. It's not posh to build a mansion. It takes a long time, a lot of resources, a lot of time and effort. And when he found out that part of the build was done on Shabbos, I'm not going in there. That's it. Take the house. I don't care. But what was the big deal? It was outside of the tchum. Outside of the tchum is motor. Adam chashuv shani. What were the last words on Yud Aleph Amud Beis? Adam chashuv shani. We have this idea over and over. When a person is a gadol, people look up to him. He has to act in a different way. People are going to start taking ideas from him. We see it later on. Also different, even not with those words. But that concept, there was a gadol, I think it was Rav Huna, whoever it was at the end. Rav, who was it? He did something, everybody imitated him. He picked fruit on, you know, the next year everybody thought, you gotta be super careful. Vigadami siyua siye betivno bahadayu. What happened was he provided him with material during the weekday. He provided him material. So now he's like a partner with him. Before he was a contracted guy, he does everything on his own. Now, once he provides him with material, that's different. Provide material, now you're doing it with a partnership, and you cannot use his Shabbos work, even though it's outside of the tchum. In our days, if a house is built within the tchum by a non-Jew, you're supposed to be machmer, not use the house. In our days, it sometimes happens. I remember people came knocking on the door, not to me, like, you know, they're working on Shabbos, especially in America. So a lot of times you make a deal with it. Now, if you make a deal, a condition, you say, and that's what they do in America. They make a condition with the contractor. You're not allowed to work on Shabbos. B'shumayfen, they put up signs, and I know in Lincolnwood, you know, no work on Shabbos because we had issues there. And then they sneak in and they work, then it shouldn't be a problem. Okay. Now, Eretz Yisrael, let's say, when a lot of the workers are Jewish, that should be Aser Bahanoah. It's a Maisa Shabbos, and it's major, major problems.
Arab workers.
B'chdei she'yasa for others, yeah.
It's Arab workers.
Arab workers is that's what I'm saying. America and Israel is the same thing. Yeah. I was just saying in Eretz Yisrael, it's shchiach to have mostly. Rab Chama Sharalu Lav Vangere the Beirish Galusa, some sort of like waiters that work there on Yontif. To fix the tables, to do malacha. Now, it's a tzarech Yontif. And on Chalamayit, it's usur to take pay. This Chalamayit, I had a situation where I hired Yeshiva Bacharim, 18-year-olds, and they brought the brother along, 14-year-old, and they built my sukkah, you know, the MDY sukkah that we had, that we used every day. And one of the guys told the 14-year-old, said, go upstairs, get me a piece of wood. Now, you have to understand, there's a piece of wood on the outside, and if you fall, it's like a six-flight fall. And I watched them, they were holding onto this guy, two guys holding his legs, and he's sitting there, and then the kid goes up, snip, 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 takes off the piece of wood that they worked for half an hour, takes it off to give them a piece of wood so they could use it as leverage for something. After that whole, kitzer. Make a long story short, I paid them on Chalamayit to fix things up, to put the schacha, whatever. So they paskined, because it's work that was done on Chalamayit, They have to use it right then and there for Chalamayit stuff. It's not like, you can't earn money on Chalamayit. It's like Yontif. So how could they earn money, these waiters? Omar, Kivin the Agar, like a Shakli, they're not taking money for this. It's Yontif. Sharshuye hudekom sharshule v'les lamba, it's all within. It's tam, yeah, it's, they're, Revach Ba'alma says Rashi, they sudos some to call achle ba'idai. They ate with them. V'loy chashem malacha. So it's not like they were getting paid for it. Torah Abara. Mikam liki ba'iz b'mayid. You can take a non-Jew and have him work. Let me just show you real quickly. This is an interesting chart here. It might make some sort of. It's not a complicated sugya at all. But I found this. The Meiri says, Chakoyka lipcha. Carve this out in your heart. These Yisoidis, at least these three. Davar Aved,
If it's something that's going to be a loss, you cannot specifically mean to do it on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is days off. You have days off from work. So it's very convenient to do a davar of it on those days. If it just so happened to fall out on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to take care of it. But don't a month in advance say, oh, let's pick the fruit on Chol HaMoed because it's going to be davar of it. Somebody, Sutton, I forgot his name. I was just talking about it that, you know, my wife goes to the mall on Chol HaMoed. So he sent me this great picture. It's a sad picture. This is a sign in Eretz Yisrael. Dover Ha'avet Sale. They open up the store and they say, Miftzayim Yuchadim L'Shloshet HaShavuot. For 3 weeks. This is how they get away with, you know, okay, anyway. So it's a Dover Ha'avet Sale. That's only in Eretz Yisrael you see a sign like that. So anyways, we have like this. You cannot make, if it so happened to me, it's mutter. Oichol Nefesh. Listen to this Rabbi Yisai. Food. And this goes back to what Lauren Spiegelman was asking me yesterday and a few people afterwards. Oichol nefesh, Rabbi Yisai, you can do anything you want. It could be a Maisa Uman. You could be Mechaven that it should fall out on Chol HaMoed. You can do whatever you want. You could even cook on Yontif itself. So there's no Tircha Meruba. There's nothing. Everything goes with Oichol nefesh. It's food. You can do everything. I didn't have room to fit in all the stuff, but the list goes on. Uman, Maisa Uman, Kivim Malachte, all the stuff. Tzarech HaMoed, something you need for Yontif. Like fixing your car. I need to go on a Chol HaMoed trip. I need to fix the car. So if it didn't fall out, if it fell out by mistake on Chol HaMoed, then you're allowed to take care of it. Maisa Hedyot Mutter. Then it's Maisa Hedyot you're allowed. If so, you're not a mechanic. You know how to just fix the battery, whatever, put the two things, charge up your car, whatever it is, then you're allowed to do it. Now, this is from the Ramban. This is the Meiri. The Ramban says that anything that has to do with your body, like we had women, cosmetics, that sort of thing. It's tzarech haguf is like oichol nefesh, and mainly you can go to a uman. You go to a professional hair remover, whatever it is, on Chol HaMoed because it's like oichol nefesh, and there's no uman, there's no hedya. These are the klalim. Now let's see the sugi a little bit. We're going to find some of these klalim here and there. Tanar Rabbanon. Mekalim ki bayis b'moed la'asis l'achar ha'moed u'b'moed osur. A guy, an non-Jew, could accept a contract on Chol HaMoed to do something. I'm going to build you a house after Chol HaMoed. I'm not going to start today. I'm going to start out. What's the concern? You might start today? No, you probably won't. So here's an incredible chiddush, Rabbi Yisai. We have to pay attention to this chiddush. This is the chiddush of Amira La'akum. This is Isser Amira La'akum on Chol HaMoed. If one thing comes out from this Masechta, we should try to treat Chol HaMoed a little differently. Chol HaMoed is a yantif. It's yantif like Pesach, night, Seder. Just Chachamim gave us a tear to do certain things. It just comes up again and again and again. It's not a joke. It's not a chumrah. Oh, look at this weirdo. He doesn't write on Chol HaMoed. It's yantif.
I asked so many times for a tear to write on Chol HaMoed. I could not get a heter from anybody.
To write with your hand, with a pen?
No, to write with a computer.
Even a computer?
That's repressing. Wow.
So many people. Rab Nachman Seltzer says he couldn't find...
I can't. I've seen Bato.
Even for Torah?
Even for Torah. They wouldn't give
wow.
me
wow. I write. I have to look into it because I definitely type for Torah. For the sheer, all of the charts. When it's hard enough, Pesach, for me. Okay, let's go by there. I hear? So anyways, but Amir Lakum, to tell a non-Jew to type for you is also awesome. You hear what's going on here? If typing is awesome, Luitzer, typing is awesome, you can't get a heter. You can't tell a non-Jew, hey, write the story down for me. Unbelievable chiddush, no? No, you're and if you can't do it yourself, you cannot tell a non-Jew to do it. You could take, get a quote, sign a contract with somebody for after Chol HaMoed, eventually Yimdoid, but you can't measure, so the contractor can't come with his measuring tape, with his laser. Vishal Yishkol, don't weigh. Vishal Yimne Kederach Shu Oisa Bachal. Don't do anything that's Uvdi Dachal. Chol HaMoed. We're not talking about Yantar, we're talking about Chol HaMoed, Rabbi Yisai. Turn around, Bonner. Eimar Bim Behima Bachal Shomoyed, you can't mate animals on Chol HaMoed. Why? It's a tircha. If you're a farmer, you have to lift this animal up and do this and that. It's tircha. Kayoitzabai. And similarly, Emar Bim, Bibchar, Veloy. So Bchar is a very different halacha. A Bchar says in the Pasuk, Loisavoid, Bchar Sherecha. This is an Isser to do any work with it, with a Bchar. So that would also include mating it. Emar Bim, Bchar, Veloy, Bibsulam Gdashim. If you have a carbon that's a puzzle and you redeem it,
it has Gdusha. You got the money, the Gdusha leaves it, but you can't work it. You can't treat it with disrespect, work it, be marbiya, all that stuff. Just to be yeshivish, to be yaitzah zayin, there's a beautiful question here, and this is like the epitome of this question. The question is that we're talking about an isser gavra, not an isser cheftza. We're talking about the isser on the human being to do melach and chalamayid, and all of a sudden the Gemara sticks in the isser of a bechar, that the isser is in the cheftza. It's not your isser, it's the isser, you cannot do work with this animal. It's two completely different isurim. One is an animal, no problem, you can do whatever you want with it, but it happens to be you are not allowed to do melach on Shabbos. And then the other one is you have an animal that has Gdusha. The Gdusha, it's a Isser Cheftza, not Isser Gavra. I just thought it was interesting. The wording was fitting beautifully here. Zog the Gemara, I don't have any answers. Says the Gemara. Oh. Tanya Dachim Rabim Beim B'chol Shemayit. Rabbi Doimer, Chamoira Shetava. There's one animal called a Chamoira, a donkey. If she demanded the male, Marbim Aleh Zohar B'shul Shalit Tetzdanen. There's a, and I actually saw in Rishonim, I think it was the Nemuki Yosef says, there's a fear that if you don't go with her demand, she will never have children. She'll never have offspring. Not this season. There's a lot of animals, those from the safari. There's very specific weeks for animals. This. So there's a fear maybe for that season. That's what I thought. You're going to miss this season. No. Nemuki Yosef says it forever. Other animals, you just put them in. Let them do whatever they want to do. You could... maybe yichud sort of thing, but you're not doing it physically. Tana Rabbanan. A medairin, lo b'shabosois. Medairin means to take a fence, make a temporary fence, put it on a piece of land. Now the animals do natural fertilization. And then you move the fence. You keep on moving it around to your field and you have fertilization. Lo b'shabosois, lo b'tayvim. There's also tircha, v'lem chal shumayin, na'al chamayin. Bimbo melei mutar. So Rashi over here on the side doesn't learn like this. We're going to go with Rashi, ksav yad. If the guy shows up by himself, he starts fertilizing, mutter. You'll have to benefit from it. But don't help him out. And you cannot give the non-Jew a shomer to watch his sheep. Mordechai Sapaznik obviously spent a lot of time in this. He sent me this cartoon. He's the one that I printed. He bought me the machine, the beautiful printer that I print every single day. So Yishkoich Mordechai Shidduch Bekarov. So, yeah. If he works by the week, Schir Chodesh by the month, Schir Shana by the year, Schir Shavua by the 7-year cycle of Shemitah, Messiah Noisai, then of course, then he could do it on his own time. He's working here for 7 years. He could fertilize, he has all 7 years to fertilize his field or whatever it is, all month. So, Memela, the fact that he's doing it today is not on your account, it's on his. On his dime, and Memelo, you could help him out. You're helping him out, obviously, there's no tircha. Says Gemara, Rebbe Oimer, b'Shabbos, b'Toiva, b'Yantav, b'Mzoynos, b'Moyed, b'Schar. On Shabbos, if a non-Jew does something for me, all I give back is a favor. I owe him, I owe you. And as we said, the Briskerov says that's the most expensive thing. The cheapest way in this world is to pay for something. A favor is the worst. It always costs you more, trust me. B'yantiv, b'mezaynus. On yantiv, you can go one step further. Actually, pay the non-Jew with food. Give him a nice meal. You're not paying him cash. B'moyed, but on chalamoyed, you go even a step further and give him money. Om Rav Yosef, hilchasa kirebi. That's the halacha. The official Mishnah. Last halachas ruchnei v'shem shenav lipa ben Yudas Bela. Yosef Yehuda ben Bela, Yeshua Michal ben Bela. This is easy Mishnah because we had it yesterday. On chalamoyed. V'chem yishayi yeyni b'toy chabar. Same exact thing that we learned yesterday about olives applies to wine. Here's the bar. Here's wine in a big vat. And when it turns into wine, these are the grapes in the vat. As they ferment and it becomes liquid, it goes into the bar. Right over here, the bar. And he became an ovel. I forgot to bring the sheet of the seven avelim. Father, mother, brother, sister, wife, sister, only not married. Okay. Oy, she too. Workers told him he's going to show up. They're going to show up and help him, and they didn't show up. He pours out the wine from the bar into the bottles. He bottles it. He finishes it. He seals them. Everything normally. No shinui. Rabbi Yossi that we had yesterday. Rabbi Yossi holds. You don't need a shinui. B'davar aved. Rabbi Doimer. Oyseloi limudim b'shul shle yachmetz. You don't want it to spoil. Do not seal it normally. Limudim, a very interesting lashon. It means pieces of wood. You just cover it so that it doesn't become vinegar. Utsricha. So why do I need a mishnah about olives? Why do I need a mishnah about grapes? This means if I only talk about olives, there's a lot of loss. It depends also, we once learned, it depends on the city. Some cities, oil is much more expensive. Today, maybe wine is more expensive. Depends. Since there's a greater loss with oil, so Mela, I was matter, Rabbi Yosef is matter to do whatever you want to save it. Avachamra, the Loy Novish Pseida, everybody in those days, it was like water. They didn't even have water. Water wasn't healthy to drink. They would all drink wine. Ema, my little Rabbi, I got that from Rabbi Schoenberg 4 years ago. It was a problem, right? There's a bacteria, also different stuff in the water, unless you boil it. So people used to just dilute it with water and then drink a lot of wine. And if we only said the Mishnah about wine, only in wine, Rabbi Yehuda said, you have to be makbid, because it's cheap. Maybe by oil, Rabbi Yosi will admit, you let it go out of your way and do more, because it's a great loss. Very interesting, because also, I saw the Rishonim. And it's so complicated in Chalamayid, the Dovera of it versus the Tircha. It's like a scale. It's like, tremendous amount of loss, tremendous amount of work. A little bit of work, not so much loss. Like one is mutter, one is also. I'll give you an example. It's also to draw water, to water your little patch of whatever you have growing there that we learned. But you're permitted to reap your entire field. Your entire field by hand. Go like this all day long in the sun because it's tremendous loss. If you don't, all your wheat is going to go by, all your barley is going to go bye-bye. So, tremendous amount of work for a tremendous amount of loss. A little bit of work you cannot do because it's a very small amount of loss. And then there's the scale that we have no idea where and how. We have to look inside Allah and figure it out. Huh? Peres Mufzar. I have no idea what you're talking about because that was a long time ago. I know what you're talking about. Bam Tzia, yeah, whatever. Zog the Gemara, Abba Ha'achim, Moedah, Rabbi Yossi, Tzricha. Omer, Abba, Tanashinu, B'moyah, B'dova, Aved. And this is a sugi we had yesterday. Who's the Tanit says that you have to do it differently when you want to save your stuff? The like your Rabbi Yossi. It's not Rabbi Yossi. Or Rabbi Yosef. Halachic Rabbi Yossi. Who says Rabbi Yosef? The halach is like Rabbi Yossi, the Tana. Who's Rabbi Yosef? Abaye's Rabbi. Yeah? The blind one. Forgot his learning later on. Boy, my name is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Ma'ul Meisha Chavisa de Shichro. Could I seal a barrel of beer? We never spoke about beer. We spoke about sealing wine in the Mishnah. B'chol de Mayad, could I do it on Chalamay? Amalu. Sinai, Omar Allah, Rabbi Yossi. Sinai, that was the last staff in Brachas. We have Rav Yosef, who's a Sinai. He knows all Torah Kula, like Sinai came down. And you have Rabbah, who was Oiker Harem, who's the bigger learner, the Lamdin. And they said, Sinai is Adif. Somebody that knows more should be the Roshiva. He refused to be the Roshiva because he found out from the stargazers he's going to be Roshiva only for 2 years. That means he's going to go in 2 years, so he'd rather his friend Rabbah be the Roshiva. And in fact, he lived another 22 years because Rabbah was 22 years Roshiva. He lived for two, he was Roshiva 2.5 years, then he's Nifter. But he's Sinai. Says the Gemara. So he already said, halacha is, that you're allowed to do, you're allowed to seal without a shinu. So he asks him, he said it by wine, b'shuchem yomar. So he explains to him, no. Why could you save wine? Great loss. Well, beer is not cheap. I looked it up. Probably 28 times in Shas, maybe even more. Because Abaya was a Yasim. So this woman brought him up. So he always spoke about this woman. It wasn't his real mother. She always gave him advice, which we said that is Alpi Kabbalah. A lot of it is from the Sfarim that were Nignaz, the whole thing. Fine. Barshis, Savi Vishaye. Here, let me show you real quickly. Pretend that this is 7 up. Okay? And this was open for 4 days. How much is this worth, Rabbi Isa? Tell me, seriously, how much is this worth?
Warm.
Worth minus.
This can is closed and sealed, 7 up. Cold. Which one is worth more? Obviously, this can, even though it has less. So what do you see? That being open and not sealed is a tremendous loss. This is worthless. The Olam says it's minus. Even if it's cold, sometimes his mom, she's very, very thirsty and it's cold, flat. Sometimes you do it. Sometimes it has a little bit. It's worth 3-4 cents. This is worth $6 in Great America, whatever it is. Okay. Says the Gemara. Armeliyim, barshis saw bevisheya. If you have 6 saw worth of beer, whatever that's sealed, mibartam nevelisheya. It's worth at least 25% more. Says his mother. Why? We need a nace here. Hilchos mayev kilchos kusi malacha. Kusi is that whole group of people that came there to stroll. They want to be like Jews. Machlokes all over Shas. Were they forced to be Jews, Gary? MS, Gary, Arise? Did they send the lions out at them? The bottom line is that they don't care about Chachamim. They don't admit that there's something called Talmud Bavli. They made up their own halachas. But whatever they took upon themselves, Kol mitzvah shechziku bakusim, medaktikim harbi yoisim miYisrael. They're more makbid than a Jew. So let's say they're makbid chveis on, I don't know what, on Shabbos candles. Could you make a raya from there on Avdala candles? There's no connection. Whatever mitzvah they take, that's it. There's zero limud from one mitzvah to another mitzvah by a kusi. And a meila, there's zero limud from one halachan, hilchas chalamayid, to another halachan chalamayid. That's the mashal. For instance, Omer Daniel Barkatino, Omerav, Loimar, Shehein, Akurois. They're like women who can't have children. All they have is themselves. So it's that halacha, and you can't learn anything from it. If I ask you, the halacha is I'm allowed to take shmir, or anti-leaking agent, into my small little cup, jug. This one I'm allowed to put tar in the inside. Why? So that I shouldn't lose this water that's in here. So could I do it for a $5,000 barrel of wine? You're going to say probably yes. No, you're wrong. And if I tell you could do it for the large barrel, $5,000, could I do it for the small one? Why not? It's much less work. No, it's only because it's $5,000. That's the point. We'd never know. Zoifsin kuzdov ein zoifsin chavisa. You're allowed to shmir the tar in the small jug, but not in a large vat, in a large barrel. Rav Dimi min Ardo amar zoifsin chavisa ein zoifsin kuzdov. The opposite. You could do it for a big barrel because it's a big hefsed and not the small one. So again, it's a lot of work versus a lot of hefsed. Which one is it? Marchaish lepseida. One cares about the monetary laws. Marchaish letircha. And the other one cares about what you're doing on Yontif. How much exertion are you putting out there? Omer Abaya. Naktinan hilchas moed kilchas Shabbos. The halacha is that the halachas of chalamoed are like Shabbos. Daf yud beis and beis. Don't look at this long daf. Yesh men potter aval asur. Yesh men mutter lechatchila. I am not saying the sponsor today. So there's a... You could put tar in the chavis, will be meichel me. We'll do another day a different time. You'll put the tar in the chavis, and that's potter, but it's also. You don't get a einish for it. Yes, mutter lechatchila, and some things you're allowed to do. Mamsh lechatchila, you're allowed to put tar in a small one. Ravuna chadzli chatzadu b'mayado. Ravuna, they reaped this whole field on chalamayid. Why hefsed? Says the Gemara. Esvei. Rabba bar Ravuna, the Ravuna, L'chayr's son, asked him a question. Taychanim kemach b'moyed l'tzorech ha-moyed. Why can't you reap the field? I'm allowed to. I'm sorry. Why did you reap the field? It says, the only time you're allowed to grind flour on chalamayed is for chalamayed. V'shalay l'tzorech ha-moyed, asur. Davisha avud b'moyed, something that's going to be a big monetary loss, mutal ha-shalay b'moyed, you're allowed to do on chalamayed. Davisha ain't avud b'moyed, asur, but if it's not, a monetary loss is also b'medvam amurim b'tlushim min hakarka. That's all good for anything that's detached from the ground. Ava mechubel lekarka, like in our case of Rav Huna, that they reaped all the wheat. Avilu kulei avud asur. Even if everything gets lost, it's also because it's attached to the ground and everybody knows about it. It's like it's in public. V'mein loy ma yoichal. If he has nothing to eat, I'm going to skip the joke now. Koytzur ma'am every dosh v'zoyru boyer v'toychen. You do all these malachas. Ayin in Shabbos. We're not going to go into them now. Just don't use cows. So, how could they reap your field on Chalamayid when it's attached to the ground? Amalei, Yechidahi. Who said this? Rabbi Yossi. He's a das yachid. And I don't hold like him. The Sanya Klal Omer, we don't hold like him. Omer B'Shim Ben Gamliel, Meshum Reb Yoisi. Here, in the name of Rebbe. Dovat Tosh Ben Akarka, Afilu Miktsasi Ovid Mutar. If it's detached and it's a small loss, you're allowed to do it on Chalamayid. V'amechub El Akarka, but if it's attached to the ground, Afilu Kuloi Ovid, Asur, it's Asur to do Melach on Chalamayid. As the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi, Yadish Nami Paras, according to Rabbi Yosi, you don't have to do any shinu, you don't have to do anything different. Why can't you do cows? You can't plow with a cow because that's what you do during the weekday. Says Gemara, no, wrong. That's not why you can't use a cow. That's the like Rabbi Yosi. That's part of the question. Rabbi Yosi is the one that holds that you don't have to do a shinu. So you could use a cow. Here's the pshat. Nobody uses cows today. They use oxen. I don't know what they use. They use tractors. It's not because of a shinu. What is the reason? The reason is because it's way too much of a commotion on Chol HaMoed. People walk by the field. They see noise and slapping and going and grinding and plowing. That's awesome. So we're going to have three halachas that are the same exact thing. You're allowed to grind on Chol HaMoed flour, say a flour. Why? Because that's a staple food. It's very necessary. And that's the chiddush. The chiddush is, even though it's a very important staple, you don't do it on Chol HaMoed if you don't need it for Chol HaMoed. We've been talking about Isir, but if you did, you needed a pound and you have another, you did 2 pounds by mistake and you have one left over. Harizim mutter, there's no Isir not to use it. Same halach again. You're allowed to chop wood on Chol HaMoed for the use of Chol HaMoed. Shalei l'tzorech HaMoed Osir, but not if you want to stop and save wood for after Osir. Because of Isir, if you have left over, Harizim mutter. Third halach. Matim Sheikh HaMoed l'tzorech HaMoed, you're allowed to brew beer. Four yantiv shloim tzorich hamoed aser v'mitl v'hoiser harizim mutter ubevach lo yarim. If you have extra, it's mutter. But you're not allowed to pretend that you want to drink the new stuff and then you're only doing new stuff so that you can drink the old stuff. The chiddush in the eitzim over here is that even though it's mechubal karka and even though it's not so necessary, okay. V'riminu matilim sheicha b'moed l'tzorich hamoed. You're allowed to brew beer on Chol HaMoed for Chol HaMoed. Even if it's a lot of work, like Sairim, even if he has old. So now it says over here in the Braisa, Marim Vishoisim in Achadosh. If he has old beer, he's permitted to make new beer with a harama, with trickery. So you see, trickery is okay. Says the Gemara, Tanoi, the Sanya, E Marim Ukach, Marimim. So we have Machlaikis. Could you do trickery? Could I add to what I already have? I have plenty of beer to last me for Yantav, but I'm going to trick myself and I'm going to say, I like the new stuff. And then when it comes out of the brewery, I'm going to say, no, I like the old stuff. And now I have a lot of beer. But they, all the Rishonim say you have to drink a little bit from it. Okay. According to the Mandoma, that's okay. Rav Chazal Chazal B'chol HaDom, we have the same story that we have with Rav Huna. They reaped his whole field on Chol HaMoed. Shama Shmuel Ikpad. Shmuel was very upset. Lema Shmuel Ki Chidos Relay. Why was he upset? Only Rav Yossi says it's also. Loi. Chazal D'chita Hava. It was a field of wheat. The lehav apasid. What field goes bad if you don't do it right away that day on Chol HaMoed? Barley, not wheat. Rav, my time avadachi. So if so, why did Rav do it? Ein loy ma yoichal lehavu. Can you imagine Rav, the gadol hador? Rav was a tana upaling. He was the greatest amora that lived. He didn't have food. But he had cash. He could have bought food, and that's the problem. Says the Gemara. Ushmuel. And so if he had nothing to eat, so why are Shmuel upset at him? Like Shmuel came, they didn't tell him the story. They didn't say that he ran out of food. Oh, he should have, but he felt inami adam chashav shani. Maybe the combination. They asked the question. He should have, but they say not because he's adam chashav, and since he has this money, he should have bought with his money. And when you could buy, you don't have. Let's go weiter because we're so far behind. Rabbi Yudin Asiya. Rabbi Yudin Asiya is the grandson of Rebbe. Some say he was the great grandson. I don't understand why they say that because we'll see from here that it seems like he's only the grandson. Nova bechumarta de medoisha. He had a signet. It's a ring that has wood in it, and it's designed specifically to sign your name. So that's a malacha klisha malachtelis, or something you do in the weekday that you sign. And he drank water that was heated by a non-Jew, period. What is that called? Bishalakam on a Tuesday afternoon. Only hot water. Shomer Rabami Ikpa. That's why I thought that Rabami was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan B'Kitzer. It seems like he could have seen, even though he's the... Okay, Lomashana. Shomer Rabami Ikpa. Or Rabbi Yosef, my Tami Ikpa. What was the big deal? If he was a Klisha Malachdis, he was holding this ring. Hotanya, Sherim, and his Zomim at the boys. Any kind of jewelry that people wear
Harenka cholak helam etol b'chatzir. It's also to wear on Shabbos because he might take it off. He might carry it in dal arms for surabim. But it's still a klishim alach the iser. Klishim alach the iser. You're allowed to move letzorech gufay mekayimai. There's different reasons why you can move a klishim alach the iser. So over here also. And it's because the non-Jew heated up the water. I'm a Shmuel by Yitzchok. I'm a Rav. If I could eat it as is, I could drink water when it's cold. I don't need to be hot. This is the Gemara again. Adam Chashav Shani. We're talking about a Chashav person. People are going to start making kulas based on what he did. They're not going to completely understand. They say, oh, he did it like this. You could do it in other ways as well. Stay away from it. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.